Okay, for the non-biologists like myself, and speaking of the non-scientists, I gingerly would like to ask you the question about cardiac safety, and I know we could talk about that for the next 2 hours, yes. But can you just sort of boil it down to the bottom line? I mean, the kinds of things that you might tell a patient or that you might advise a community-based oncologist in terms of cardiac risk with different regimens.
The cardiac side effects of trastuzumab are minimal compared to the efficacy of this drug in terms of disease-free and overall survival. At the same time, we take cardiac risk very seriously because we would like to give therapy to patients that have no side effects. But we cannot forget the tremendous improvement in the lives of patients we have achieved by the use of this drug. Other aspect I would like people to remember is that it is not appropriate to do cross-study comparisons related to cardiac toxicity for many reasons. Number one, eligibility based on age varied between the different trials, but additionally, the definition of cardiac toxicity also varied amongst trials. So it is very dangerous, actually, and it's dangerously wrong for anybody to be putting tables together comparing the BCRG versus the HERA versus the NIDA31 and B31 trial because of those factors. And let me give you some information. For B31 and NIDA31, we did not have an upper age limit for enrollment. The same for HERA. However, in the BCRG trial, patients had to be 70 years or younger. In the FinHER trial, patients had to be younger than 66 years of age. Additionally, if we look at the enrollment for left ventricular ejection fraction in B31 and NIDA31, the baseline LVEF had to be above the limit of normal for the institution, or above really 50%. Whereas in HERA, it had to be greater than 55%, you see? So these are factors that may be important. Additionally, let's look at the definition of cardiac event. In NIDA31 and also the B31 trial, and also the BCRG study, if someone developed one episode, let's say, of decreased LVEF, that patient was counted in that group. In HERA, they had to have persistent decrease. So if a patient had only one decrease of LVEF, the patient is not counted in the group who developed decreases of LVEF. The other very important factor of HERA is that they had a division of patients with congestive heart failure into two groups, a mild group and a severe group. Whereas when we reported our data of NIDA31, we combined the mild and severe. So it's going to be very important for us to look at apples versus apples. But we're doing something about this. We just had a meeting with the cardiologists from HERA, from the NSABP trial, from investigators from BCRG. And we're trying to come up with common definitions of cardiac toxicity to see if we can look at this type of side effects across all of the trials so we have consistent reporting and avoid confusion amongst clinicians.